Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a marathon while you're stuck on the sidelines? We all know that voice, the one that whispers doubts, amplifies mistakes, and basically makes life a tad more dramatic than it needs to be. Well, guess what? Today we're taking back control of that narrative. We're diving deep into the power of positive self-talk and how it can become your secret weapon for building unshakable resilience. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs faster than a professional baseball game, right? We need all the mental armor we can get. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you train that inner voice into a champion. Number 1. Recognize the game changer. Positive self-talk isn't about denying reality or becoming some Pollyanna robot who smiles through every challenge. It's about consciously choosing how we frame our experiences, especially when things get tough. It's like choosing to watch that movie with a happy ending instead of that horror flick that keeps you up all night, right? Number 2. Ditch the negative self-talk script. We've all got those go-to phrases that bring us down. I can't do this. I always mess things up. It's never going to work. Sound familiar? These negative scripts are like mental traps. They keep us stuck in a cycle of self-doubt and negativity. So, what's the antidote? It's about consciously rewiring those thought patterns. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, gently challenge that thought. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, we'll find our negative thoughts are based on assumptions, fears, or past experiences that don't necessarily reflect the present moment. Number 3. Embrace the power of affirmations. Think of affirmations like mental pep talks for your inner champion. They are positive statements that you repeat to yourself regularly to reinforce beliefs about yourself and your abilities. I am capable, I am worthy, I can handle this challenge. You don't have to be a motivational speaker to use them effectively. Just find a few affirmations that resonate with you and practice saying them throughout the day. It sounds simple, but it's surprisingly powerful. Number 4. Celebrate your wins, big or small. Celebrate your accomplishments. This helps build confidence and momentum. When you acknowledge your successes, you're training your mind to focus on what's going right, not just what's wrong. Remember those times when you aced that test, landed that new job, or simply made it through a particularly challenging day. Give yourself credit. You deserve it. And finally, number 5. Be patient and persistent. This isn't a quick fix. Changing your thought patterns takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself, and don't get discouraged if you slip up. Just keep practicing those positive affirmations, celebrate your wins, and challenge those negative thoughts whenever they pop up. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're about to give a big presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweating, and that inner critic is whispering doubts in your ear. You're going to bonnet, everyone will think you're an idiot, etc. Sound familiar? Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, what if you took a deep breath and said to yourself, I am prepared for this. I have something valuable to share. I've got this. By consciously choosing positive self-talk in that moment, you can shift your mindset from fear and anxiety to confidence and focus. And guess what? You rock that presentation. You know what's truly empowering? The knowledge that you have the power to shape your thoughts, beliefs, and ultimately, your reality. Remember, resilience isn't about being fearless, it's about facing challenges head-on with a positive mindset. So, go out there and train your inner voice to be your biggest champion. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Recognize the power of self-talk, ditch the negative script, embrace affirmations, celebrate your wins, and be patient with yourself. It's a journey, not a destination. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of positivity. Let's build each other up, one mindful conversation at a time. I'll catch you in the next episode. Keep training.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.